The moment the manhunt for Daniel Khalif came to an end, the former British soldier turned terror suspect finally arrested 3 days after his audacious escape from prison. We later learned Khalif had strapped himself under this food delivery truck, hiding in plain sight, using a makeshift sling from a pair of trousers. His escape, for a short time, was successful. CCTV captured his movements as he brought clothes from Marks and Spencer's, changed in a nearby McDonald's, and even read about his escape in a newspaper. But his arrest was inevitable, and when confronted on this canal towpath, Khalif made no attempt to resist. Instead, he later said this: "I was finally demonstrating what a foolish idea it was to have someone of my skill set in prison. What use was that to anyone?" It wasn't the first time he had attempted to use his so-called skill sets. He was being held on remand, accused of spying for Iran. But Khalif says it was all a bluff. His intention was to prove himself a useful double agent.
I don't think Daniel Khalif should come and work for any UK agency, and I think Daniel Khalif committed some extremely serious offences. I like to think of him as a bit of a Walter Mitty character, who ultimately had a very substantial real-world impact.
Khalif joined the army aged 16 and by 17 had made contact with Iranian agents. Jurors were shown this selfie of Khalif, taken at a park in London back in 2019. It was here Khalif left documents in exchange for £1,500 wrapped up in a dog poo bag. Video recorded by Khalif himself showed he had even travelled to Turkey to meet Iranian agents. And voice notes heard in court revealed something was delivered.
"We went to Turkey and the plan kind of went sour. I delivered a package to them, which I don't think I should tell you, but just don't mention it to anyone."
Khalif claims he wanted to be James Bond, but only passed on fabricated or useless information. But the court was also shown images taken by Khalif in restricted army areas. Khalif had repeatedly contacted British Security Service, partially informing them of his plans. But MI5 didn't recruit Khalif. They reported him to police. Whilst his defence claimed Khalif was merely naive and stupid, but innocent, the jury ultimately agreed with the prosecution's case that Khalif played a game to fuel his ego, enjoying the thrill of deception at the risk to national security. Shimon Freeman-Powell, Sky News.